right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Drawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. It was kind of a creepy end.
Yeah, it was like two kids stuck in a closet. Well, playing hide and seek.
Been there.
How are you? I've missed you. I've missed the show.
I'm good. We're back.
Thank God.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. I am running on like, I didn't fall asleep till 5. And I'm like, even just knowing that scares me.
What time did you wake up?
10.
What did you do?
I literally lied in bed and was freaking out.
That, you can't do that.
Yeah, I know. But I was.
You have to get up if it's not happening.
Yeah, I just didn't want to keep like, get up and do what I should have read, but I didn't. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. I took a bath and everything.
Write in the journal.
Yeah, I got to do stuff like that.
You got to watch something. I'm the king of not being able to sleep.
Yeah, I don't like it for me. It doesn't feel good for me. I'm like, I don't like this.
You take things.
You take what?
You just have to take
melatonin.
Something.
I also should have taken melatonin.
And then smoke yourself until you sleep.
That's what, tonight I think I'm going to do melatonin, read, and, you know, maybe just like try to close my eyes and surrender.
Yeah. Or literally just smoke weed until you pass out.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that could work.
My
sometimes.
Old roommate and I used to call that smoking ourselves down.
That's so funny. What a habit to start. But you know what?
It's you don't like, do it every night, but no, sometimes you just got to smoke yourself down.
Yeah, I should have done that last night. I was really in my head about it.
Or carb yourself down.
Carb?
Yeah.
See, I was
but
like...
But I'm doing no carbs for...
Are you?
I'm trying to do no carbs, no dairy.
What is no carbs for mean? January? Just wondering. What is a carb again?
A carbohydrate.
Is that like bread?
Carbs? Are you serious?
Yeah, I just want to, like, I forget what it is. What is it? Bread.
Like bread, potatoes, starches.
Okay, starches and breads and stuff.
Rice,
you're doing
grains.
No carbs? Why?
For the month.
Are carbs bad? Okay.
Yeah.
Potatoes are bad? No.
Carbs.
It's a vegetable.
I mean, I don't think this is new information.
Okay.
Isn't that like a known thing? Am I going crazy?
Carbs?
It's a known thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a highly discussed.
Okay, I don't know.
It's like the basis of a lot of diets. You do no sugar, that's no carbs.
Yeah, but I'm doing, it's because of the sugar.
Yeah, but no, carbs are bad because they're sugar.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Because carbs break down into sugar.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But that sounds like fun. You're doing that all January?
I'm going to try.
That sounds, yeah.
I do feel better when I don't.
Yeah, badly.
It's like when you do your cleanse.
I know. I'm not ready to do that right now. Because I've been drinking, which is like maybe also...
Maybe that's why you're out of sorts.
It really...
How much have you been drinking? That's so unlike you.
I know. Well, more than I normally do. Like...
I'm also doing a dry January.
Yeah. How do you... Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that I'm back on that bandwagon. And it's not like I drink a lot. I just... I do... I will say... Yeah. It's hard. I don't know.
What?
It's just hard to be social. Sometimes I'm trying to be social.
Listen, you're talking to...
I know I am.
The choir here.
Preach and do it. Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure that balance out. I don't really know. But yeah, I did drink on New Year's, which like the next day, which was yesterday, I guess, was there. It was turmoil. So maybe that's why.
How much did you drink?
Not that much, but like a lot for me. I think I had like... a drink and a half or like I did do a shot at one point, which was absolutely crazy.
They're so much fun though.
Yeah. And like a group of guys was buying them. So I was like, yeah, of course I'll do it.
The shot is all about the experience.
A shot is all about the experience.
It's like cocaine.
And it's like all of a sudden you're connected. You're like, I made a joke.
We're friends now. Yeah.
That's what I said. I said, we're going to be friends for life, which is always everyone roars because we all know it's one's going to see each other after tonight. And that's funny to me.
If someone's like, oh, 100. I used to, when I was like heavily drinking.
Yeah.
When I was like in my early mid 20s.
Yeah.
I would wake up to like texts from random girls that I was like made best friends with. And I'm like, and they would text the next day. And I'm like, what are you doing texting me the next day? We're never going to talk again.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about, like, I remember one text specifically that was like, oh my God, it was so much fun. I was so hungover at school today. And like this long text that was saying that she was a teacher. And I was like, I have no recollection of meeting or talking to this woman.
I don't want to know you. Yeah, it can be. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, I'm really.
But people get married to people they meet in bars.
Well, that's the thing. You're either like, it's like either a romantic spark or like it's, and I have met like a friendship connection that is like true, but most of the time we're all just passing through the night. We're all just like, oh, this could be fun in this moment right now. And then I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
You know,
but enough of those moments with the same people can lead to real friendship.
That's true. And so, and then it's like, so then do I not drink? It's like, I'm weaving between.
Well, I feel like a drink and a half. That's really
not that much.
I drink more.
Felt like a lot. I know.
When I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
I know Listerine has alcohol content.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because I like dating, it's like you always grab a drink. It's like, what am I going to do? I could be sober, Sally. I could say.
But that's going on a date sober.
Yeah, that's already rough.
I'm like, I don't think I ever have. I don't think I ever could.
I have. I've definitely met for tea. But there's something so sobering about meeting a straight man for tea. Like everyone's
whose idea was that?
Mine. Well, because I was like, I don't want to drink. And so I was like, what about tea? But it really was just, it was, you know,
where did you,
like, it's watching him it drink like a, tea as an ick. You know what I mean?
But it's on you.
I know.
You can't invite a man that you want to have sex with to tea.
It was a one.
The only time that would be appropriate is if you're like in London.
Of course.
It's a high tea situation. We're having snacks.
We're having fun.
We're dressed up.
Yeah,
it's an event. We're going to go to another. We're going to get drunk at dinner tonight.
Yeah. I know.
It's not a first date vibe.
Yeah.
A man drinking tea?
Well, I'm, you know, you live and you learn. I definitely learned from that. And I was like, never again. Never again.
Yeah, it's interesting because a man drinking tea can be hot, I think.
If he does it with a kettle, if he's at home and he uses a kettle to make tea.
And if he has an accent.
Like, and an accent. And he's like, do you want a little tea? I'm like, this is such a turn on. But if we're out and then he gets something in a teacup, it's an ick.
Yeah, you know those big gargantuan hands trying to handle a little fragile, beautiful teacup.
Simply couldn't.
It kind of ruins
the whole facade. Yeah.
And then if his hands aren't big and you're like, why are his hands so dainty on that teacup?
When do hands, every time I see a man's hand, you're just like, you look at it to be like, where are the veins? Like, how are you going to really just make something happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So I guess it's like, what do you want? I mean, I think I want more activity dates, but it's hard to...
It's hard to have that be a first date.
I know.
Because you can't really get to know someone. Also, there's so much potential for ick on an activity date.
That's so true. If they are competitive, everyone's... Yeah, honestly, I'm my worst self
sometimes. You're going to think I'm an ick.
Probably.
What are we doing? Like, mountain climbing?
Ooh, what?
I don't know.
That's hard.
What activity were you talking about?
I'm thinking archery. I'm thinking, I don't want to sweat. Archery. I'm thinking, yeah, that's a great one for you, Mike.
But if he's bad...
It's embarrassing, but it's actually, if he can laugh at himself, it's such a turn on. And if he's really good,
it's more embarrassing.
Because
then you're like, you practice this. Karaoke.
That could be fun. No, I don't know. I've never gone karaokeing with a man.
Me either.
Like, I've literally never done it. Except for when my friend had a party and he likes karaoke. But I wasn't interested in him. So
we went to the zoo. I felt like could have been a good date.
That was a gorgeous date we had.
We went on a beautiful date to the Central Park Zoo.
And as we were there, I went, God, the conversations you could have.
it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, because you're like, how do you like seals? You know what I mean? Could you there's be a seal or a penguin? Which would you be?
Yes. And the Central Park Zoo, too.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Also,
yeah.
Remember when we were at the, because they have like an aviary, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so it's like this giant, the Central Park Zoo is not a big zoo, but it is glam.
Glam?
It's high fashion.
Yeah, we were like, we're both getting married there. I think we decided.
The exhibits are stunning. Huge. These gorgeous animals are living a life of
luxury.
Absolute bliss.
Yeah.
And the bird, although the birds probably not, you would assume birds would rather be outside.
You would assume that.
That sound is what goes on in my apartment times 15, 150 times.
I know. If I lived in your apartment, I would be suing and I would be like, they would hate me.
I talked to a real estate lawyer, because she's a friend at the dog park. And she kind of said that, like,
there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, she said there's like different things, but I would have to prove. So, but anyway, the Central Park Zoo, absolutely stunning. And the aviary, it's just like a humongous room. You walk in, it's 95 degrees because it's tropical.
It is tropical.
And you just walk among the birds. There's a parrot, like right here. There was a parrot.
It actually startled me because it was so loud at one point. But it was so magical. And yeah, it was really, I was a kid again.
I loved it.
I also said
to Jesse, I was like, they should make an animated movie about the animals at the Central Park Zoo. And then I was talking about this at Christmas and my cousins were like, that's the plot of Madagascar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Someone already thought of it.
Yeah.
That's such a bummer.
It's a trilogy.
And it was a hit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It would have been a hit.
It would have been a hit. That is so true.
But also they're...
Do they get out in the movie? Is it like they try to get out?
I think they try to get back to Madagascar.
Oh. So they don't like the zoo.
Well, I don't think any animal...
Okay.
Well, who knows? I don't speak it.
Maybe they go back. They're like...
I was impressed with the zoo, though.
I loved the zoo.
The penguin exhibit is dark. You can like barely see the penguins because they have it. So it's like the same...
Time
zone as the Arctic. So it's like dark all day.
And they grizzly jump in the bears. Water. Yeah. The bears.
They have a snow leopard.
I lost my breath when I saw the bears. Like,
gorgeous.
They are just, and you can't help but look at them and go, if there were no glass here, I would be shitting myself. Like, they're so big and scary in a gorgeous way.
Jesse also had a giant bedazzled orange.
And it said on like the outside, like, Diane, whatever the bear, like, loves oranges. And I was like, I have, like, what if I am a target?
She's going to come through the glass.
I know. So luckily I hit it because I was scared for me.
Did we talk about how the seals also put on
a show.
Stunning.
The seals are always fabulous.
But the seals, they flooded during those flash floods. And one of the seals got out and came back in. It swam around the Central Park.
I love that.
And then, that's crazy. What did the bears do?
When it flooded?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have loved to have been a zoo employee.
It would be cool. Although my TikTok.
Red pandas?
They are really little and cute.
Your TikTok what?
It showed me, you know, sometimes they show you like the whale that...
Well, whales are very different.
But the trainer was so happy. And then...
But the whales aren't happy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's probably... Yeah.
I felt like...
That's it.
When a whale trainer gets killed...
You're okay with it?
I'm not... I'm not okay with it. Yeah. But it's like...
We are playing with fire.
Why do we have whales in captivity?
In a fish tank. Like, we need...
And also killer whales. You know that killer whales in... Did you watch Blackfish?
Of course.
Like the...
Of course.
The fin that turns, that only happens when they're in captivity.
I know.
It's a symptom of depression.
And we hurt people, hurt people. How many times have I said it?
Listen.
A hurt whale's going to hurt people. Of course it is.
Also, how is a whale supposed to know that a person can't breathe underwater?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know.
I don't think he knew.
Also, come on.
I know. It's just sad. And when I think about that, it's just so interesting and scary. And I would love to be friends with a large animal or animals in general. I would like to have more participation with the animals this next year.
Do you know what Jesse said to me at the coffee shop today? speaking of. She's like, I've been thinking lately, I really want to be friends with like a grandma.
And I stand by that statement. I was thinking about the fact that like, that we can be like, you know, we can be ages across the board. Like we kind of think we have to be friends with people our own age. And I was just like thinking about the fact that like, I love older relation. Like I love that feeling. And I was like, I don't know where I can pick up older women, but I will be trying.
Get a part-time job at the
old age. Well, I don't want it to be, I want it to be like a natural thing. Like,
well, that's I at like a
craft
thrift store,
yeah,
a place you love already.
Right.
When I was in high school, I was working at the grocery store and I was hanging out with like 45, 50 year old women all the time.
Hell yeah.
I feel like in a workplace, it's that's the best.
Oh, you don't think I could just like, I feel like I could naturally do it.
Where?
I don't know. I haven't, but I haven't given myself the opportunity to find it. Like if I join, maybe I'll start taking a sewing class. I have a feeling that's a great place to meet.
That is a good place to meet. But I'll take a sewing class with you. I've been talking about wanting to take a sewing class.
Let's do it. I've decided this year. I'm like, your girl's sewing and she's sewing hard. Okay.
It's hard though.
That's
I've
fine.
Tried to learn how to sew before.
Me too.
I can make a pillow.
Yeah, me too.
I can thread a bobbin, kind of.
Listen,
I think that's the hardest part. Threading that, it's like,
yeah,
it's hard.
But once we figure that out and just start going, and here's the thing. I'm not going to judge myself too hard. And that's my, I think it's more, I love the idea of buying something and then adding like tool or like, I'm like, if I knew that I could add things to everything I buy, you couldn't stop me.
If you could tailor your own clothes.
Yeah.
I want to make my own things, though.
Me too. I also have a tailor who's really great that I could also be like, can you fix? See what I tried to do? Can you make it better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she'd be like, yeah, of course. So I could see that for me. So I love that. I love that. Are you looking to like meet new? Is that? I guess that's a resolution for me. Do you have like a new resolution or something you want to try to do?
I'm trying to get very mainstream hot.
Okay.
For the year.
Well, you already are hot.
I know, but mainstream.
What does that
like
mean?
Like I wear every like, you know how you see someone and when someone's like they're very conventionally attractive.
Okay.
I'm trying to get there.
Interesting.
Because I want to see what it feels like. I want to know if life is easier.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I feel like life is easier.
But as doing well, I don't know what that means. I actually recently have been doing this thing. Where I'm like, you're the hottest person in the room if you know you're the hottest person in the room. Do you know what I mean? If you walk into a room and you're like, I'm the hottest person, you actually are.
Yeah, if you believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I'm saying. But you can do that.
I know, but I've false confidence to myself for okay, the too past hard. 20
it's
years.
Too hard. Okay, so yeah, I mean, let's get hot. I'm always about getting hotter. That's like, that's on my tombstone. Jesse always got hotter. We didn't think it was like, possible.
Maybe I'll get Botox. I don't know.
Okay.
Who cares?
Not me.
I'm like, maybe I'll get my teeth whitened.
Live a little.
You know when someone's rich and you're like, they're getting hotter because they have money now.
Yeah.
I want people to be like, does he have money now?
I want people to say that about me too. And I think they do. It's like tits up, ass out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then wear things that you're like, actually, okay, I'm thinking about starting this thing. I'm thinking about starting this thing. I don't know what it's going to be called yet. It might be called Fancy for No Reason or something. Where like, I'm going to get a group of people and I'm going to be like, we're dressing to the nines. Like, we are dressing like we're going to a gala. And then we're just like going around and like, going to fun spots and taking pictures, but then you're like the main character in whatever room you're in, like whatever story. And people are like, where did they come? I just like love that idea.
It's kind of like the Red Hat Society. Have you heard of that?
No. Do they
it's
wear
like
hats?
Middle-aged women.
Okay. Yeah.
Or older maybe. I don't know if it's still.
How do I do
it? I remember it being like a thing when my grandma, I feel like my grandmother told me about it when she was alive. So it's been a while, but I think it's still a thing. But it's literally exactly that. They like meet for dinner, but everyone dresses up and you have to wear a glamorous giant red hat.
Oh, I'll lose the hat part. You can wear whatever you want.
But you would love a hat.
Yeah, I have so many hats.
You just don't want it to have to be red because you have so many hats.
Yeah, and I don't want it to like stifle my outfit.
You should do it.
I'm going to.
I feel like after watching, have you watched that Project Runway season?
No, I told you to. I forgot to. Sorry.
She reminded me so much of you.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have a very specific
vibe.
Type. Like vibe and like you need to find other people of that.
I do need to.
Like this girl. So I've been watching Project Runway. This was, I think, season 18.
Okay.
I want to say it's the season on Netflix. It's the first season.
Yeah.
Without Heidi and or maybe it's the second season without them.
Okay.
But it's very good. And she's amazing at designing. Oh, but she is so much like you. She dresses exactly like you. And she does bad in the first episode.
That's fine. I like to start badly.
But she really
that's me too.
She wins more challenges than anyone else in the whole season.
That's me too.
She does get to the finale, which I already spoiled for you.
Okay.
But then they go, because if you go to the finale, there's an episode before the finale because it goes, like, there's a final four.
Yeah.
And then they're given 5 months.
Oh, that's right.
Before the final runway show. So they're given 5 months and $10,000 to make
The whole line. Yeah.
And then they come back. And then usually only three of them are allowed to show. So someone that has been working for 5 months is told that they can't present in New York Fashion Week.
And I would be like, I'll be presenting outside over my dead body. Is this not being shown?
I mean,
sorry.
Devastating.
Well,
but that doesn't happen to her.
Oh, good,
They go to her house and I'm like, this is Jessie's apartment as a house.
I love it.
The inside decoration.
Yeah.
It was
everything.
And her legal name is Hester Sunshine. And she like obviously wasn't born like that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. It's, you know, this year.
Maybe you should change your last name to something fun.
I could see that for me. And why not? Or even like add a middle, add a few names. Who's to say?
What's your middle?
No. I don't identify with it.
Is it boring?
Yeah.
What is it? Elizabeth?
No.
Jane?
No.
Marie?
It's an M.
Mary?
It's Michelle.
Oh.
It's like, what? So I don't even.
That, I feel like not a lot of people have that as a middle name.
I don't like it. Jesse Jollis is so fucking cool. Like some people are like, your name. I don't know. My name. I'm like, I have the fucking coolest name.
Jesse Michelle sounds like what they would change your name to if they were trying to get you to be a pop star.
Yeah. Or on The Bachelor. And I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not doing that. So
it's interesting when someone goes with the middle name as their last.
I know it is interesting. It is to be, I guess,
when it's something like so obviously a middle name.
So many Elizabeths.
Like when someone's like, I'm Tanya Marie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your last name's Marie. Why are you going by this?
I don't know. People are weird.
Yeah.
People are disturbing. What was I saying though?
I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Oh, I think this year I'm just identifying as an artist very strongly and I'm not going to box myself in. I think I have so much creativity and I always am like, you can't do that. You can't do that in my head. And I'm like, I can do anything I want. How about that?
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that's the vibe I'm bringing into the year, which is
I think that's a good vibe.
I'm unstoppable. Literally no one could stop me.
Except for the IRS.
Yeah. Except for the IRS. They could stop me. They absolutely could.
They
could
catch
me and they could stop me. And I respect that. Would I sleep with an IRS person? I would.
I don't think they have sex.
Yeah. I bet they're all asexual. Truly.
I think I'd fit in there.
Me too.
See, that is my talent. I can make myself. I bet if I started working at the IRS, I could be popular by in a year.
Yeah. That's what I miss. I miss I was thinking about that because I've been really missing being around other people because I'm either alone or pretty much alone. Like during the day, if I'm working, I work by myself.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, God, I miss A, having someone in the office I hated. I miss that. I miss having just a target.
I miss working in, I miss like working at the restaurant.
Yeah.
For those reasons. Okay. Like I miss that kind of camaraderie.
Yeah.
I don't miss working in an office ever.
I guess I do. Like I miss it. I just miss having people to talk about, people to talk to. I miss the whole thing. I'm like, I liked not liking everyone. You know, I never don't like anyone anymore, because if I do, I'm like, I'll never come this way again. And I'm like, I miss that. I miss that.
But do you miss it enough to work in an office?
No,
again?
Of course not. Yeah. But I'm just trying to find like groups I can just, I'm just looking for an enemy. As much as I'm looking for a friend, I'm looking for an enemy.
Should we look into volunteer situations? I used to be the king of volunteering.
Really?
Yeah. I graduated college with 500 hours of community service.
Wow.
I used to volunteer every day. Well, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at a school from like 3 to 6.
Wow. Doing what?
And at a soup kitchen on Saturdays.
Wow. I could see myself volunteering. I mean, I've definitely thought about that a lot. One time when I did volunteer, it was very non-social, which I was like, this is just...
That's when I would volunteer at the soup kitchen, they would often make me do the dishes in the back by myself. And I was like, okay.
I was just collecting putting bags together like for hours, which I was like, this is great and nice and I like it. But I thought I was going to be with people. I'm just like, how do I get to the front somewhere where I can just talk?
See, I think you have to volunteer like
a lot.
Often,
I know.
At the same place, maybe. And then you slowly will raise the ranks.
Yeah.
To being like the fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun stuff. I think it's finding those places. It's finding those new communities and it's just figuring out how to find.
You should go. Didn't I tell you about this thing that keeps coming up on my For You page and Insta, but it's like girls that go for a walk every Saturday in Central Park. And it's like a group.
I'll do that.
That like some girls started and it was only like 5 people. And they would
massive.
Just random. They would meet every Saturday and go for like a 2-hour walk in the park.
I love a walk.
And now it's like over like hundreds of people.
I'm there.
And it's just like a walk to meet other women.
I'm obsessed with that. Yeah, I'll be there.
You should go.
I am going to go. That sounds so fun. I went on a massive walk on New Year's Day and it was so gorgeous. And I went, why don't I walk more?
Yeah, I like a nice walk.
Like a walk? Are you kidding me?
Where'd you walk? How far?
I walked all the way to Astoria Park and then through the park and stuff.
Look at you.
And then back. Like, I was like, wow. Okay, walk.
Was it nice out yesterday?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I was bundled. But like when I lived at home during the pandemic, I walked every single day with my mom pretty much for an hour.
Wow.
And I loved it.
I like a solo walk.
Oh, I love
a podcast
talking
walk.
To someone. I love talking is what I'm realizing. And to people. I think I'm yearning to like talk to people. I want to talk to people. I'll say it.
Yeah.
Let me talk to people.
I think you should join a league or something.
Yeah, I could.
Maybe like an adult sports league.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I've definitely thought about it. I famously was a part of a bowling league for a little bit.
Well,
it wasn't. What was ironic and funny is I don't know what's wrong with. Well, there's nothing wrong with me, but I am the worst bowler that's ever lived. And I don't know how or why.
How'd you end up in a bowling league?
My friend was like, do you want to join our bowling league? And I said, okay. And then I joined and, I thought that like when you play another team, people are so scared to talk. I also I think if I did it this year, I would be a little different. I was shy then. And I was so no one spoke to anyone. And I was just like,
everyone's shy. Everyone's there for the same reason.
Yeah. But then no one talks and everyone's like, we did it. And it's like, did we?
It takes one person to be like,
hi. First of all, it's bowling. Who cares? If you care, I'm mad at you. Don't care. Like, I was the worst ever.
I think that is a good New Year's resolution for me, is being the person that's like, hi, I'm Chris.
Yes.
Because, I never do that. I always feel so nervous in situations and stuff. So I'll never do that. But anyone that does that to me, I'm like, wow.
I know.
This person is amazing.
I push myself to do that.
I love that in a person. When somebody introduces themselves joyfully upon a first meeting,
gosh.
I'm like, look at you.
That's why I'm a compliment machine. I'll go, oh my God, I love that sweater. Sorry, hi, I'm Jessie.
That's a good way.
That's how I do. I go for the compliment and then I'm saying hi.
People love a compliment.
People love a compliment. Yeah, I went to this market by myself and I just became friends with like every vendor because I can sing people's praises for 30 minutes. If I believe in your art, I'll shine it from the rooftop and I'll scream about it.
Maybe you should get a dog.
I know. I've been thinking about that too.
It's a dog park.
I know. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about going to a dog park and asking people if I should get a dog. Yeah.
It could go either way.
Me getting a dog or going to a dog park?
Going to a dog park without a dog. Sometimes I feel like people that come in without a dog, the people at the dog park will be like, why is this person?
Yeah, I get that. But then I'd be like, I am like, why did you get a dog? Do you feel better? I'm here to feel better. Help me.
But I have definitely talked to many a quirky character.
Yeah, so I could see
in the dog park. I was chatting for an hour with that lawyer yesterday. She's like 70.
Okay. Hello. What a dream.
And she shows me the pictures of her kids. And
that's fabulous. Yeah, I might need a dog park. I might need a dog park in my life. I don't know.
And I go to Madison
Park.
Madison Square Park.
That's nice.
So it's a lot of interesting characters. Art dealers.
Ooh.
New York Times journalists.
Fuck.
A lot of interesting, rich people. And I'm like,
people are so interesting, aren't they? Everyone's got this story and everyone's doing like things. Like,
that's a thing. Everyone has a story.
Everyone has a story and everyone's doing things.
There's this one guy that's always like very out there and someone was like, did you notice that he's always drunk? And I was like, I did not notice that. And they're like, yeah, I noticed that he will just like swig vodka from a thing. And I'm like, that's why he's so out there all the time.
It's nice to have a functional alcoholic at the dog park.
And he keeps his dog like just on a rope. It's very...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a little hard.
But characters nonetheless.
And still like exciting and fun, interesting.
Yeah. When I worked at the liquor store, I was hanging out with so many like older than me.
Oh. People.
Well, alcoholics, well, of course, sure, of but course. Myself at the time, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's out there.
I'm going to be going out there in all different types of ways. And, you know, this year, like I wrote down a list. I wrote down a bingo board of things I want to do and try that I'm going to try to like mark.
What's on there? Do you have it?
With me? No. It's on my planner that I bought. But I just wrote down things I want to do and try. And I think I just want to be braver. Like I want to be braver and just try things and reach out and see if I can, you know, do things.
What are some things on the list? Archery
was definitely on the list. A woodworking class. Because I want to make these shelves that look like they're dripping.
Wow.
I know. So I don't know how to do that. And I am not even sure I'll be capable. But
is it wood that drips?
I want it to be wood. Well, if you carve it.
Probably have to be pretty skilled.
I know. So I could also at the beginning make it a shape. I would be happy with like a shape or just something kind of interesting that isn't just like a shelf, you know? So just something.
My brother is an amazing woodworker.
Ugh,
and he makes like crazy things all the time as gifts. For my nephew for Christmas, he made him like a
rocking chair
Lego table.
Oh, wow.
That was like nicer than any furniture I've ever owned. That was like fit for like so it would fit the Lego base things. Yeah. It was stunning.
It is a stunning skill.
It's scary, too.
Oh, my God. It's so scary. It's like, and you know, there was a time in my life I said, what do men waste their money on?
Tools.
It's tools. It really is tools. And then you learn about it and you just watch
video games
it's tools. It's like, yeah, they love a tool.
And like guns
that I don't love, that I'm not
knives.
Yikes. It's weird, but I love it for them. And I just want to start making shelves, some sort of shelves for myself.
I feel like a basic shelf you could make. It's not,
I do too.
It's not that difficult.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's
but
doable.
You don't have the tools.
Well, that's why I'll go hard to the studio.
Can you like rent time at the studio?
I think it's like a studio. And I also could see myself, because I am brave, being like, could someone help me, you know, or asking for help.
Yeah.
I'm actually one of the greatest people at asking for help.
That's where we differ.
Well,
I'll be like, I will lose my arm before I'm going to ask for help on how to use this machine.
Yeah, it's the gift of being dyslexic, and I always had to ask for help. So now whenever I can't do something, I'm like, girl, you better ask for help.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
No.
You can.
But I learn when someone is like, and I also think some people want to help you.
It's true.
So, I mean, listen, they can say, figure it out, and then I begrudgingly will, or I'll be like, I'm going to go to a nicer woodworking studio.
I feel like I can't learn unless I, like, I don't listen well.
That's a great quality.
A teaching
you don't listen
when environment.
Interesting.
Like, I have to.
Sorry.
Like, I push me in the pool to learn how to swim, kind of.
Wow. I do learn by failing. I am a learn by failing type person. But I also, like, when I think about woodworking in middle school, it's so funny because the only reason I passed and finished is because I became best friends with a teacher and pretty much just bugged him until he did my project. And then I got an A. You know, like, I was so scared. As soon as they say one wrong move, you lose a finger, I went, this isn't for me. I'm scared.
I got 100 in technology, which is what it would be woodworking. They called it technology. I still don't know why, because it was woodworking, electricity, and like
weird.
Like, it was like literally
carpenter skills.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah.
And then I also got 100 in home ec.
I don't think I did well in those classes, but I was friends with the teacher. Yeah, good for you. Well, you are a great cook now, too. That's on my list. Make a fancy meal and take a cooking class. I want to take a cooking class.
You Isn't should. That fun? I love that for you.
I know, me too. I think it could be fun.
I got a KitchenAid. My mom got me a KitchenAid.
That's so nice.
With the pasta attachment. And let me tell you, the pasta attachment on a KitchenAid changes the game. You can make pasta in like 20 minutes.
I'm excited because I didn't
so
like
much easier.
The one you had.
Oh, it was a piece of shit. But
like, if I were doing a little better, I was like, God, that's such an easy present to get.
But you have to buy the big KitchenAid and then the big attachment to the KitchenAid.
Yeah, that's really nice that you got that. I love that for you.
But anyway, yeah. So cooking, that's fun.
Cooking's fun. I could see myself cooking. Sorry. I won't say sorry. You know what I mean?
There's some things where I'm like, I want to do it, but I don't want to take a class on it. Painting. I don't want to take a class on that.
No. I was going to do a sketch class, like a sketch drawing thing. There was like a studio that I just want to try being an artist every type.
I want to take a class like, and I don't know if it exists, but I feel like it must, where it's like home repairs.
Wow. That's interesting.
Or like house flipping. Classes, because part of me is like, should I buy a house so that I have a bunch of projects?
I think about that all the time,
and like, I feel like it would be good for me to have a house, and then I can be like,
project,
sell the house,
major,
and do like, what if I became a house flipper?
I would love to do that, and I'd love you to do that.
But there's so many things,
so many
that
projects
I don't know
understand. You could learn. And it sounds like your brothers know a lot, that they also could be excellent teachers, I would think.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to
learn from them.
Depending.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I don't know how you learn that. How do people learn that stuff?
I mean, I think it's like,
people have to,
again, throwing yourself in.
Throwing yourself in, yeah. And just doing.
But I'm like, you can die if you don't do things right.
I don't want to die. Yeah, an electrician.
But like, my brother is an electrician. Yeah, that I would ask.
Yeah, for help, because you can really hurt yourself.
And like, it would have to be like a house that is structurally sound.
Yeah, don't redo the
like, nothing that I have to really. Just
but like redo the kitchens.
Yeah.
You redo the kitchen?
Listen, I just want an amazing kitchen. Is it too much to fucking ask for?
I don't think so. If you don't have a massive island, I won't know where to set it.
If I don't have a kitchen with an island.
I know that for you.
By the time I'm 40, and that's generous.
That's really nice of you to give yourself that much time.
If it takes till 40, I'm going to be a real bitch to be around. I'll tell you that.
You better know that.
I want a kitchen island.
I think you can get it.
Part of me is like, my lease is up in April. I'm like, should I buy a house?
God help me.
Outside the city.
No.
Like, not far outside. Enough where I'm like, I can go in a couple days a week.
Yeah.
People do it every day.
People do it every day. And that's the thing is, like, people do it every day. And you never know what's going to happen. And you start a project and you finish a project. And life's about projects.
But what if I hate it?
I know. And what if you're all by yourself?
Because
I'm scared. Life's so interesting.
What if I'm all by myself? I will be all by myself.
I know. And that's, it's like, you know how some people are like, maybe it's just me, but you know how people will be like, where do you see yourself in like 5 to 10 years or something? Like, do you see your, like, anytime someone asks me, like, where do you see your life going, being, where do you see yourself ending up? I'm always like, how the hell does anybody know?
I feel like I used to know.
I'm so open though. And I'm like, I mean, I could live, of course, I could live at a farm. I could live by the river and I could live in the city and I could live all three. And like, if I met someone where something had to change, I could live in London. I could live anywhere. But like having, I think like an idea or like some people, you can hear people being like, I'm not going to be in the city much longer. And I'm like, where are you going? How do you know?
Well, that's been me for the last 5 years.
I know.
Cause I don't know where to go.
And I don't know how you know where to go. I don't know how
people
know.
That's why I'm like, I think because we're single also.
Yeah.
Some people get lucky where they end up with like a rich doctor of a husband that's like, I got a job and I have to go be a doctor in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And so then
we're moving to Philadelphia.
My friend gets to be like, we're moving to Philadelphia and we bought a house and I'm remodeling this house.
Yeah.
So yes, me, like,
yeah.
I want to meet someone that forces me to move to a house.
I hear you on that. I just don't.
But that's also my resolution, is to not make decisions based on what if.
Never what if.
I'm like, is it crazy to I've been wanting to move since I've been like 28 and like have a house and be able to, but I'm like, if I do that, I'll never meet someone. But I haven't met someone yet here, so
you
who the fuck knows? I'm like, I should just do what I want to do.
Yeah, because remember when, like, it's always good to try, like, when you went to LA and you're like, I won't know if I like LA. And then you're like, I don't like LA. But now you know, and you're not like, should I go to LA?
Which also I'm like, did I give LA? Like, I feel like I used to have a very defined vision of where I saw myself, what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. But things change as you get older.
I know. Things change and you change.
And dreams change.
And that's the thing. I think that's what's so gorgeous about life. And that's what scares me about being a mother, is you're allowed to change your mind about everything in the world except for having a kid. You can divorce someone. When you have a kid,
you're like, I wish I didn't have this kid.
I absolutely think that is something that happens. And I think that it's something that we don't as a society let people say because it's horrific. And I understand because there's another life attached to that. But I think with any decision, you're allowed to question it.
I think there's times.
Of course. There are times. And there's no shame. Listen, it's just like when you are dating someone, you marry someone, you go, I love you. And then you look at them sometimes and you go, you're a monster and you're ruining my life. And I would burn you at the stake if I could.
And we're getting divorced.
You know? And like, but then sometimes it's like, but that's part of life. Like when a child is screaming, you're like, I might murder you. And that's my right. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, motherhood's the only thing you can't. Is love.
With parenthood is, yes, there's a lot of those moments. But at the end of the day, you would never, even in those moments,
give up
having the kid.
You can't.
Because I'm like, even with having a dog, I'm like, of course, there's times where I'm like, you are driving me absolutely fucking crazy.
But people, like, do give up their dog. I think it's insane, but people do it. I hear people with cats, they're like, we're moving to a non-cat building. I'm like, why? You have a cat. They're like, well, now I don't. I'm like, what?
I don't understand that.
Me neither. But like some people change their minds on really big decisions and decisions of love and decisions of like, but people do it and you're allowed, you are allowed to.
People do it. And that's why I'm afraid.
Yes.
Of being in relationships. Because yes. What if, so I'm not like that.
I know.
Like I'm not, but anyone can wake up and be like, I actually hate my life with you.
Yes. And there's a power with that. There is something sad and scary about it, but there's also a power with it where it's like, yeah, if this isn't working, like if this isn't, it should be always making everyone like the conditional love is like, I will love you as long as like you love me and like this is good for me. As long as this is good for me, I'm in. But as soon as something starts hurting you and like isn't working, like you.
But the goal is to not
leave,
be with someone like that.
That is the goal. But sometimes people change. True. Sometimes people go through things.
But I think
things.
If you get yourself in a place where it's like, this person is adding to my life.
Yeah.
But if they leave, I'm still fine. Be fine.
Yeah, should always be that way. Whenever I hear people say things like, if I love them so much, if they leave, like I die. I'm like, that's a really...
And I think a lot of those people, though, have been in serious relationships for most
of their
life. Yeah,
they don't know themselves by themselves.
Or they, like, go from their parents' house to college to their boyfriend's house to, you know. We, I don't think, have to worry about that. We've been...
Yeah, we've only been single.
Yes.
Like, it is a privilege to be single. There's such a privilege in it because you are forced to grow and learn about yourself at a rate and a pace that, like, I can't, like, after being in a relationship and then seeing myself single and, like, rebuilding and relearning who I am, I'm like, God, I am not the same person, which is gorgeous. And I'm building who I am at a stronger pace than I probably could. I'm sure I could with the right partner. With the wrong partner, you're just going down a spiral and you don't realize what's happening.
Yeah. Or it would have grown in a different direction and things would be different.
Totally.
But like, I don't know. I try to firmly believe that everything happens for a reason.
It does.
Because I feel like if you don't believe that, then you'll
it
go
really
fully
does
crazy.
Too. And you know it's true because once there's time, there's hindsight and you go, oh, this happened so this could happen. But when you're in it, you're like, why the fuck did this happen? And you just have to trust that after time, you'll learn the reason.
Yeah.
And it's true.
I do feel like I've gotten to a place where I'm like, it's easier to see something and be like, okay, this will pass.
Yes.
Where like before things would be like, okay, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, 100%.
But now I kind of expect everything to be like,
I know,
I'm
that
like,
part.
Everything changes, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And I feel like as I've gotten older now, it's like everything changes and it'll be okay. It's just going to suck for this time.
Just a little time.
And I feel like maybe it's a little bit of a jaded outlook, but it saves from constant disappointments.
Yeah. I've definitely seen you grow and get stronger in yourself.
Yeah. More dead inside every day.
No, not more dead inside. I'm saying like I really have seen that. And you have like a beautiful perspective on things. Like I definitely see the way you... Like, it's so rare to see you angry.
I feel like I'm always out of five. No, like, in general. I've, like, been given that advice from, like, acting coaches and stuff. That I'm what? Always at, like...
Oh.
A three.
Five?
No, I'm always at, like, a three and then a 10.
Yeah.
Like, I have a low baseline.
Interesting. Are you afraid to...
No, I just feel like I don't. Like, it takes a lot for me to be actually very angry.
Yeah. What about very sad?
It would take, I mean, it takes like things to be sad about.
Yeah. What about really happy?
It takes things to
That's
be
true.
Really happy about.
That is true. That I notice, I think, the most.
That I don't get excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes.
You don't get excited about almost anything.
Yeah. Like living in the joy of things. I took mushrooms the other day. And like what I love about mushrooms is sometimes it's so about like your brain kind of just realizing how simple and happy things can be. Like I was like in a park and I was like, I can't believe I'm in a park. Like, I can't believe that this is my life. I just like get to be in a park and be on.
Lovely.
I know. And it's like remembering that.
Yeah. That's great.
Like, I think I'm like, I always have on my to-do list, like find and seek joy. And then when I'm in it, like be in the joy, be in that joy, like celebrate it. Like, I'll notice, I mean, this, you know, when I start dating someone, I'll be like, fall in love, like be in the falling and like enjoy it. Yes, it could all implode, but you not falling because you're scared and like looking for issues. And then like, why would you not enjoy the start of something fun?
Yeah. I definitely struggle with living in a moment.
Yeah.
I always have been like, it's hard for me to not think ahead of everything all the time.
When's the last time you remember being just genuinely like in joy?
I mean, I've definitely had like joyful moments over recently. Like,
your nephew, I bet, makes you present.
There's tons of things. It's not that I like feel sad because I'm not living in a moment, but it's just like a thing. It's always been, since I have memories, I've always been like,
no, I get it.
I guess
me
it's
too.
Just a like low grade anxiety at all times.
It's the anxiety.
But it would be nice to get lost in a moment. That's why when someone's late and they're like, oh my God, I just got, like I completely forgot. I'm like, how the fuck did you completely forget?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Or someone's like, oh my God, I forgot I was supposed to work because I, was with, and I'm like, how did you forget you were supposed to work? I could see not knowing you were supposed to work, but you forgot.
Yeah. Actually, on New Year's, my friend and I got really high, and there was this moment during the dinner that I was like, how are we not having like a conversation? Like, I remember being so stressed about it and then being like, Jesse, you're both high. Like, stop trying to like force us on this track. Like, I was like, you know, how it's like, sometimes I'll be like, but what are you doing? Like, and I just went just like, and she was like, sorry, I'm really high. And I was like, I don't know why I'm forcing us to be on like a conversation track. Just like be high and space out and watch people. Like, have fun. But sometimes I'll be like, this needs to happen. Then this should happen. Then we'll do this. Like, I'm thinking about what I need to do instead of just being like, why can't you be goofy for like a second and not know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You
control.
Know, it's that gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous control.
Yeah.
Learning to release, if you will.
It is. I definitely have control issues.
Me too, actually. That is something.
Trust issues. It comes back to, I'm like, I don't trust people to do things.
And I do trust. I think I do trust.
Like, I do not trust most people. Trust, but like, if I need something, I don't know how to explain
it. Say
it,
yeah.
Like, I'm very much like, if you need something done, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Depending on someone. It's hard to depend on someone. I get that.
I try never to depend on someone.
Yeah.
I think.
And that's the fear of disappointment. That's my biggest trigger, is disappointment. I try so hard to avoid feeling disappointed in somebody else because it makes me want to crumble, and like there's something about my inner child that wants to just run and go numb. But I'm like, if you never let someone disappoint you, you'll never know that they could disappoint you, and like give them the opportunity to surprise you and come through. Like, that's a beautiful thing. I love when someone can depend on me and I get to come through. It's such a gift. You're like, thank you for letting me show up for you. That sometimes I think I'm denying people from doing that when I don't.
That's fair.
You know?
It's complicated.
It's so of course it is. It's so complicated. What is your love language? Is it acts of service?
It's money.
I feel like you give acts of service. You're a very acts of service person.
I do.
Yeah.
Someone else, I feel like physical touch is the most easily
said one
noticed
that you like
by me that I yes but like it's odd because I'm not like
me neither like I like it once I trust you. Before that, I'm like, don't touch me. On dates, I am literally, I'm like 6 feet in between. Like,
I'm a big body language, like person. Like, I'll know if someone's like, I'm like, okay, they're feeling this.
Yeah, I just will never. I'm normally not that person.
I'm not. Well, it depends. I can be like that.
You like to, what do you do?
I feel like it's a good connection. Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been on a date.
No, that's good. I like a tap.
But I also, someone else has to give it first.
Okay, you don't like to be the first, yeah.
Because
I'm the, I mean, I'm really.
Again, disappointment. I'm like, I'm not going to be putting it out there if you're not going to be putting it out there.
I told you this guy I dated for a little bit, like years ago, said to me that it seems like I'm always in an invisible coffin. Which was a really,
what?
Because like, yeah, it wasn't nice, obviously, but I am very to my space.
So what do you do for a living?
That was me. But I mean, it's just true that I am like a little, I stick to myself and I stick in my box until I trust you. Then I love physical touch. I'm hanging all over you. But until then I am like, this is my space. That's your space. And I have to feel comfortable enough to go into it and not be rejected. I actually do have a really big memory. And this did come up in therapy one time when I was talking about this, because I was holding onto my dad's hand and it was really hot out. And
I think we've bonded over this before.
Yeah. Because my dad shook me off of him like a leech and said, get off of me, which I understand. And it was hot. But it was, unfortunately, that became a core memory for me about, like, I guess the fear of like reaching out and feeling so publicly rejected.
Yeah.
And annoying. So I think sometimes like that's the base of it.
Yeah. Well, I get that. I mean, my intimacy issues are no surprise. We all know that they're there.
Yeah. Me too. It's so interesting. Like, and honestly, being single again kind of pushed them back to the surface that I had forgotten, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You forget. You forget. And then you're like, oh, yeah. I can be really, like, there's so much guilt and shame with that type of stuff. I don't realize.
I feel like I had been getting, like, better at everything before COVID.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened, and I feel like a lot of things...
went back.
Like, social anxieties, like, that kind of started over.
Yeah.
So we'll get there again.
Of course.
But how did we get here? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Now we're talking about like intimacy, or love languages. I think we were talking about.
I feel like my gift giving is my least.
I love gifts. I don't know. That's a new one, but I love it.
The getting gifts.
But it has to be a good gift. I think that's the thing is when you get a generic gift, I'm like, I truly would rather die. It feels like you don't know me at all. But when someone gets me something that is so like thoughtful and me, it makes me want to sob. Yeah. I will sob.
No, it's very
nice. It's specific. If someone knows how to give a great gift, I love that gift. Yeah, but if someone's just giving me a gift, I don't really love that.
Yeah.
Do you like words of affirmation?
I guess, but I'm more like,
yeah, words mean nothing to me at this point.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I'm like, stop telling me. It kind of turns me off.
That's fair, actually. I think it does me too.
Yeah. And it's always
especially
the people
because a lot of people that say it, I'm like,
they just want it back.
And those they are don't the people who do it.
I know. Boy, do I know. Like, I just feel like words are such bullshit at this point. It's action. So I hate words of affirmation. Physical touch, I like. Oh, acts of service is stunning. Acts of service is stunning.
That is
and
stunning.
Quality time. I is my number
acts of
one.
Service. That's lovely. And I've never had it, but
you haven't.
No, not. I've had it from like friends.
Yeah, and that's that's how I am with friends. Like with quality time, I'm always like I want to spend time with them one on one. That makes me feel connected to somebody.
Yeah,
so I love that.
But anyway, we'll have to talk to our boyfriends about.
We are going to have to talk to our boyfriend. They are not doing it. And they know who they are.
Yes.
Do they?
And mine is... Oh, that's... Hold on. He's calling.
He's texting. Oh, he's calling. That's so cute.
Hello. Stop. Don't. He hung up already.
Oh, my God. Well, he knows you're recording.
He always calls me from blocked numbers, too.
That's funny. That's cute. Because he's like, will you answer? Is it like a test?
And I always try.
Yeah.
He's but so when sweet. I don't have money, he... Well, you know, he's busy. He works in the CIA.
Oh, that's right.
I wire him some.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Because he needs
He'll pay it back.
Yeah.
He's going to pay you back. I'm not scared.
I keep a...
running tab.
Yeah.
Smart. That's how you have to do it.
Yeah. And I bill him bi-yearly.
That's the thing. Every time I watch those scam things, I'm like, that could be me. Every time. A love scam, I'm like, bye.
I feel like I'm too much the other way. I think everything's a scam.
Yeah.
They'll be like, do you want to... Yeah. Here's a coupon for $2 off. And I'm like, and what? And then what?
What
you own my
you?
Information? I don't fucking think so, yeah. ASPCA.
Yeah. I got it. I do too. At this point, yeah, it's rare that I feel good about stuff. Someone messaged me something on Instagram and then I do think it was a scam and then I blocked them.
It's always a scam.
I'm just so upset when it comes from a woman, I think. Like, inherently, I mean, again,
you don't
it could
even
be a
know.
Man.
It's
I know,
not
because
a
it's a picture of a woman. I'm like, she would never. I'm literally like, she would never do that. Like, she's my girl. And then I'm like, wait, I feel like I'm getting scammed. And I get so hurt. Hurt.
Do you?
Yeah, to my core.
Well, it's good that you're trusting.
Yeah, it is good I'm trusting. Because I'm trustworthy.
Yeah.
Inherently, when you're trustworthy, you trust people.
I'm trustworthy.
I know.
But I don't trust people.
I know.
But I think I'm very reliable.
You are. You definitely are. But maybe you haven't had someone that you could trust. I mean, I've been betrayed. Obviously, we know that many times. But I will not let that change the way I view the world and people. Because then that's so sad to me.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I feel like I like trust my parents.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like,
that
if,
is
like,
good.
Reliable.
Yeah, reliable.
And my brothers are like reliable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like it just.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
You went up, but do you?
Yeah.
Good.
But I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I guess it's all situational.
Yeah.
It depends, like with people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I trust pretty quick.
That's good, though.
Yeah. But women almost immediately.
Oh, I trust women so much quicker than men.
Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, take my card. What do you mean?
A straight man, I'm like so cold and mean for the first like 5 years. I'll know them.
Me too.
Usually.
Yeah, I'm just like, let's see.
I was scared of straight men until I was like 24.
Me too. I was petrified. I literally did not. Yeah, I also was never myself. I pretty much was just an image of what I thought they wanted me to be.
Yeah.
So I also felt completely disconnected to any relationship with a straight man because it wasn't with me. Like, I was literally like, I don't know who we're talking. I was either acting a part or the only thing we connected over was we both hated me. So like, I'm like, there was no connection that was genuine and real. It's so true. When a guy was like, I'm not interested, I was like, I trust you. See, that's what I needed to hear.
We're on the
and
same
now,
page.
Exactly. Like, that was me all through college.
Yeah. See, I was in the closet until the last year of college, so I didn't experience life like other people.
I didn't either, though. Like, I'm telling you that in college, when a guy was like, I like you, I was like, you're weird. Red flag. And I would be like,
what
I would just implode it.
Me?
And then it was like, oh, they have a mean friend that doesn't like me. Great. I'll spend time worrying about him. Who's like, Jesse, stop. I literally hate you. I'm like, same. Let's be friends. Like that. I never had any sort of experience where there was trust or because I just couldn't accept that.
Yeah.
So my college was a very. There was no.
Yeah,
there wasn't.
Well, look at us now.
Look, and that's the thing.
Well adjusted.
Now.
Happy.
Happy.
So
thriving.
Good.
This will be, we will, this is our year.
It's supposed to be a good year for Taurus and Gemini, and I'm a Taurus, Gemini rising, Gemini. What is it? Gemini, what's your actual sign? Is your sun
moon?
Or your
moon?
Moon
rising.
Sun is like your, like what everybody knows.
Sun is like the month you're born.
So I'm a Taurus sun. I'm a Gemini moon and a Gemini rising.
What about Virgos? What about Virgos?
I don't know, but I read that for Taurus and Geminis, this
all right,
is
well,
our
I'm
year.
Happy for you. And at least I'm attached in one project. So if this goes, like, maybe I could just claw my way in others as well, you know? I'd like
Virgos
a great year.
Are always, Beyonce's a Virgo.
Yeah. And that's all I always think about that.
Always the star.
I'm like, Beyonce's a Virgo. I'm a Virgo. It's just a matter of time till my lemonade, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it. Exactly. It's about making art and being an artist.
But on that note.
God, it feels good to be back.
We're back on a regular schedule.
Yes.
So we'll be here, you
we'll
know.
We'll be here.
Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.